All right, Seth Hammaker, bummer about the crash in the first one, man. You were up there. I didn't see it. What happened?
Just came in after the split section, came under the tunnel, and it was a little bit – I was pushing it for how slick it was there early in the moto.
Yeah.
And just washed the front end, went down pretty good, but got up, rebounded. I think I ended up fifth in that one, just kind of salvaged, but it was not a – it was a pretty good ride for the crash, but definitely wish I could have kept it up.
Is it like a little bit of a scrimmage all day long for you and your teammates around each other?
It was, yeah. I felt like we were around each other all the time, but it's cool. So good to see, you know, our team up there. It feels good. Yeah.
Happy with the second one?
No, not at all. Yeah, it was a struggle for me for sure, and got some things to figure out, but yeah, I mean, I know everything's there. It's just kind of piecing it all together and figuring it out.
If the crash doesn't happen, though, does your whole day maybe go different? Like, you know what I mean?
Honestly, no. It wasn't anything from that. Yeah, that was just...
You know what I mean? Like, it sets you off on the bad. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely know what you mean. But, yeah, definitely second moto wasn't affected by the crash. Yeah.
Rough out there, right? I'm hearing it was really rough.
Yeah, especially, like, some of the sections that they just left and, like, the outdoor stuff, the high-speed stuff. It's kind of cool. I think it's better that they leave it like that, because if it's just smooth, everyone's just going to be real in the same line. So kind of mix it up. I feel like they did the best they could.
Yeah,
this thing's pretty start dependent. We saw Ryder benefited from it. You could have. So going forward, I guess that is the key to these SMXs.
Yeah, got to get off that gate. And I'm confident in my start, so I feel like these races suit my style too, I feel like. So I'm excited for two more and just see what Chicago brings.
See if you can settle a controversy for me. Not regarded this race, but so I talked to your guys' bikes look better the last half of the Nationals. Everybody's starts, everybody's results. I talked to Peyton, and he was like, yeah, we found something, you know, in the motor, and we're going to try something this week. It was around Buds Creek. We're going to try something else and blah, blah, blah. And then I spoke to somebody else who's like, maybe they spoke to Joe, and Joe's like, no, we haven't changed anything on our bikes all year. And I know Joe was frustrated with his motor in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So did you guys find some motor work or what?
Like, so, I thought it was at Southwick that we found something.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know about the Buds thing, though, honestly. Okay. So I don't know if if it's something I don't have or what. I wouldn't think that'd be the case.
Well, maybe Mitch meant, like, he said recently, but maybe that meant Southwick when he was telling me that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can remember. Okay. But I think that was it. But who knows, yeah.
Yeah, but somewhere along the outdoors, everything got better.
Yeah, they did, and they found some stuff, and yeah, our bikes have been on point. And I feel like that shows with the starts we've been getting. Like, all of us are up there, you know.
All you guys are riding better. All you guys are getting better starts, right? So I would agree with that. So maybe Joe just misunderstood it or something. He was like, no, we have the same bikes. I don't know.
He gets on it and just rides it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thanks for settling that. Thanks, Seth. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.